Hey, Stephen, what were your favorite moments of the year?
I don't know. Let's discuss.
Welcome to Princess and Scoundrel, where we take you along our scrappily ever after from Fantasyland to Tatooine and everything in between. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Stephen.
And we've been doing this podcast for a full year now.
Yeah.
It's wild. I can't believe we've made it.
I'm very proud of us. I'm very proud of us.
A little soft vibe.
There you go.
So we thought to wrap up our first year as a little baby podcast, we would just recap our top three moments.
Yeah.
So you have three moments that you've picked. I have three moments that I've picked. We may share more along the way, but let's just run through our favorite memories of this year. Now, caveat to that, they're not like episodes or anything, because we have like a whopping 25 episodes under our belt at this point, but there are things that we've talked about through the episodes on our social media, but things that have just really meant a lot to us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a pretty eventful year for us because we've made these different choices along the way. And kind of my number three moment is the start of this podcast. It was very much me getting out of my comfort zone, but almost like that dream come true. You know, it was little bumps and bruises before trying to figure out streaming, getting comfortable with myself. You know, again, me loving the tech stuff, which was like the kind of back motivation for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting to do this has been stressful, but fun. And I think that's one of those things that, you know, it's a top moment for me for this year.
Yeah. Well, and so when we started this podcast at the beginning of the year, our goal, our first little goal was like, we need to get to 7 episodes.
Well, I mean, there was like that, how much research we, like overthinking we were doing to like,
typical,
to start even the podcast. Yeah. We were like, okay, you know, what format and what do you need, you know, what systems do we need to record on? You know, what microphones do we need? And overthinking it.
Right.
And, you know, one of the early information that we got was, you know, if you get past 7 episodes, you're past the majority of podcasts.
Yeah, most podcasts don't make it past 7 episodes. They just like give up before that point.
Yeah, and then after that 7, it was like 14 episodes or something like that. So
we did it.
Yeah, we made it past that. And I think one of the things too, we kind of went back and forth, especially at the beginning, was we wanted to set ourselves up to be, or to not have that, you know, quote unquote burnout.
Yes.
And that's why we kind of established ourselves to say, okay, we're going to do every 2 weeks. And because we didn't want to feel at that point like, hey, it's overwhelming, you know, again, learning how to edit, learning how to do everything, learning timelines. But I, you know, progressively got better and figuring out how to do it. So I was like, okay, let's, you know, pop in a live, you know, in between, because lives are just, again, it's
that's kind of where we got started.
Yeah. And I mean, and again, it's just like, there's less, I think for me, at least less pressure for it. So, you know, adding in that, but I think for us, especially me, it's wanting to keep it where it is fun. It is stressful. I think that's one thing that, like, you know, it just because we're trying to think of like, okay, what are we going to talk about? And, you know, trying to come up with ideas.
Does anybody care if we talk about this? Yeah. And that's been the hard part, is that we are very much like, I wouldn't say perfectionists, but like we want things to be pretty close to perfect. And with this podcast, it's taught us to just like, just do it. It's okay. It's okay if it's not perfect. Like just put things out there. And I think that's kind of the lesson in this one that I would take away, is like, if there is something that you've wanted to do, like you said, this was a dream of yours. If there is something that you want to do, like take that leap, try it. Like you never know what's going to happen. And here we are at the end of the year. We're like, look at the cool things we've done as a result of this podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, and I think that's the other part of it. It's just as a result of the podcast, it's motivated me to go try to get or experience different things to, you know, to talk about, you know, give my experience, you know, my perspective on things.
Yeah.
So what would you say is your top three moment?
Okay. So mine is, this one was a really big one for me, but it was personally, like, for me, which was when I went abroad to London and got to go visit Disneyland Paris. And it wasn't so much of like a, oh, I got to go to Disneyland Paris, which was super cool. It was so cool to see a Disney park in another country, in another language, with different food. All of these things were amazing. But the real crux of why that was such a big moment for me is, like, I went out of the country essentially on my own. Yes, I went for like a workshop for work in London, but then I made the decision to, like, you know what? Let me just go pop over to Paris and, like, go with this person that I met a month before in Disneyland that lives in London. And she was like, yeah, we could do like a fast, like, 1 day trip to Paris and just go knock everything out. And we did it. And that was another one that just, like, pushed me out of my comfort zone. I was terrified. I had not been out of the country in decades. And I was like a teenager when I was. So it was like a big, like, class trip that I went on. This was like me as an adult, as Sarah, going out, trying to figure out how to just get around a city that I've never been in before, take a train to the border, and then take another train under the water to go to France. Like, it was wild. Just, I don't think I would have had the confidence to do something like that before we started doing this podcast and the travel agency and all of these things. And so getting to that point where I was just like, yeah, I could go to Disneyland and then, like, literally be in Paris at 11 p.m. at night and then make it for my flight in London at like 7 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah, I think that was one of the funny things hearing about it afterwards was that amazing race type of situation. And that was super cool. But then the other part of it is, like, it made me proud that you were able to go, you know, feel that you were comfortable enough to go on this adventure. I know it was something that you were hesitant because you didn't want to leave home, like, leave us, you know, leave me here. You know, you're always wanting to take care of things. But, you know, again, with the podcast, we kind of, our roles in this marriage and this relationship, they've kind of shifted because you also started the travel, you know, the travel agency stuff. And it, not to say that I wasn't pulling my weight, but again, just like the roles have were switched a little bit, and which was, you know, not a difficult thing. And I think that was one of those things I was telling you, hey, go do it, you know, enjoy it. Like, for me, I'm not going to get jealous that you experience something that I don't. It's more of like, I'm happy that at least one of us gets to experience something. And that's why, you know, a lot of the moments through the year, I've kind of like, hey, go do it. Like, if you have a chance to go do it, go do it. Because, you know, don't stay back because we can't both go. Like, no, go and tell me about it. And, you know, tell me, you know, how exciting it is. But I think that's one of those things that, you know, I'm proud of you for just like, you know what, go for it and do it and experience these things. So
thank you. Because the mom guilt is like super real. And that's, I think, something else that I've like overcome a lot in the last year. And that trip specifically was the kind of switch for me where it was like, oh, I'm not as important as I think I am at the house, but like, you're fully capable of just like running things for over a week while I was gone, or like a week while I was gone. And like, things aren't going to fall apart. Like, everything's going to be okay. But we had gone to Celebration a month before, and that was me and you like on our own. And that was different because you and I got to experience that together. But this was like, no, you, Sarah, get to go and have fun. And like, you don't have to be a mom for a week. And that's, when you're a parent, it's really difficult to like, no, I'm a mom. That's what I do. I take care of my kids.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, it's a proud moment for me, you know, for you to be able to go do all those things. So don't ever feel that you're, you know, you're constrained.
I don't. I don't at all. But one of the other highlights of Disneyland Paris was French Yoda.
So that's like a sub moment.
Oh my gosh. It was just so good. Like, I'm not, don't come for me. I'm not a big Star Tours fan. Like, it just, it makes me queasy. I think it's a great ride. It's just like, I've got issues with like, you look like you're moving, but you're not actually moving in the screen. Something in my body.
But I mean, it was like an early version of that, like having a different ride, you know, that idea of like, you're not going to get the same ride every single time. So,
but yeah, getting French Yoda was fantastic. Disneyland Paris, like if you ever do get a chance to go, it's just like, it's so good. The castle's beautiful. Some of the rides are like way better than what we have here. Some of the rides are, but just, you've got to go experience it if you can. Like, I got to check off 3 Disney parks.
That's the other part. Like, you're talking about more your experience, but you actually, like, this year also, like, checked off, you know, a ton of parks.
I know, like a lot. I didn't think I would do that before.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. So those were our number 3s. What is number 2 on your list?
Number 2 for me was being able to interview Beth Revis, the author of Princess and Scoundrel, or The Princess and the Scoundrel.
The Princess and the Scoundrel.
So for me, that was like a super big moment because, you know, what I felt is this is the baby podcast, you know, of our ideas of like, we just want to have discussions, but being able to, you know, have a discussion with an author of a series of a story that we are obsessed with.
Yeah. Like, not
and,
only.
And then just the story itself was like so intertwined with our story as well. Like, it's just like so surreal. And just being able to interview her was like incredible. So
it was really neat. The fact that the book is about Han and Leia, the princess and scoundrel, when you think about Star Wars, it's on the Halcyon. It's a Star Wars story. Like, it truly was just perfect. And then, like you said, who were we? We're nobody. Yeah. We happen to have like a very appropriately titled podcast. And as soon as the title for the book came out, I remember like instantly, like as soon as people started tagging us in it, I called you and I was like, I want to interview the author for the podcast. And I started working on it, and I worked on it for like months behind the scenes, and we had to submit questions and do all these things to make it happen. It wasn't just like you slide into somebody's DMs on Instagram and it goes. Like, it was a process to do it. And it just,
I mean, it's like a learning experience on that too. Cause you kind of learn, like, you know, we have to start planning well enough in advance if we're wanting to do something. It's not a, you know, call up, hey, let's talk over here type of thing. So,
but yeah, I mean, and we were very fortunate to have a lot of guests on the podcast last year.
Yeah.
All of them were friends. Beth is now a friend of ours, but like, you know, we had, you know, Peter from Ordinary Adventures. We had Brooke McDonald, who's like one of the big Disney reporters. We had Dano and like people from the Thank the Maker Network, but we had Justin and Naomi, Sunfield from the 501st. Like, we've had these really cool interviews. Yeah. I'm sure we're forgetting some of them, but like, to do that one was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing is like, you know, most of everybody else that we knew, they were more friends and were like, hey, you know, calling in that favor.
Yeah.
But yeah, Beth was like a true, you know, we sought it out and were able to land it type of thing. So I think that's, you know, hopefully we're able to continue that type of, those interviews and, you know, get to speak to people within these groups and communities that we are a part of and see their, you know, talk to them with our, you know, their perspective and bring it to our channel.
I think that's one of the things that we're really planning for next year, is like talking to not only our peers in the community and like the people that we're close with, but the people that we look up to and the people that do make things in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, this year was just, if you just look at our lineup for 2022, it was fantastic. But like for 2023, we're already.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think the thing too is like, it's so hard because there is so many people that that we know that are so involved in different things. And, you know, sometimes it's like you can't, people can't say anything or you can't, you know, whatever, but it's so cool that we've been afforded these opportunities to, you know, to talk to these people. So again, it's the podcast has like built this, you know, mind of its own type of thing.
But yeah, in terms of like achievements for the podcast, Princess and Scoundrel interviewing the author of The Princess and the Scoundrel was just like, you can't top that.
Yeah.
We're going to try. But like, in terms of just like a fun little like catchy sentence, like you can't. That's it. That's the top.
That's the title of the year.
Yeah.
So what would you say is your number two?
My number two is a big one. It's a lot of substance here. And it is, it's a big one. It's like three different number twos rolled into one.
Oh man.
Which was when we did get to go to California for Celebration in May. Because not only did we get to go to Celebration and we got to do the con. Let's talk about that for a second. But then we got to do our very first Mosh Eisley, which has just taken off. We can talk about that. And then also we got to go to Disneyland for the first time.
Yeah.
That was like park number two, like checked off.
Yeah.
So going to Celebration, it was our second time going, but it was our first time going as cosplayers and like baby, like everything that we say here, like is from a stance of just like, we're babies at all of this.
Yeah.
Like we have like,
but one of the things, like the thing that I think is so fun is the community is encouraging. You don't claim that we have the best, you know, costume in this or that or whatever, because compared to some of these like creatives, like there's people that do like amazing cosplays,
wild,
and it's only like I wish I could do, you know, half of what they could do.
Yeah,
but it doesn't stop the encouragement for like what we have been able to accomplish. And I think that's encouraging in itself. It's like, there isn't a like, oh, well, yours is crap, you know, I'm not going to even pay attention. It's like, no, that's like, that's good. Like, keep going, keep, you know, motivation to keep being better. So yeah, with Celebration, you know, we kind of jumped into the pool of cosplaying, and
you had two cosplays.
Yeah.
Like you did, because we were only at the convention for 2 days and you did one each day. You built the droid. I know for podcasts you can't see it, but the droid that's sitting behind you, your BD-1 droid. And then you did two Star Cruiser cosplays. Yeah, you did a Sammy the Engineer and then a Saja cosplay. And then I did my weird old Betty Bantha.
That's kind of become its own thing now, too,
she's,
huh?
She's her own deal now. She's off tending to her banthas. She had a baby bantha. That was a whole other thing. But that really, like, really opened the door for us to cosplay. And that was another thing that we had, I think, kind of toyed with the idea of doing before. We would kind of, like, bound when we would go to conventions locally. And Celebration was, like, the push that we needed to be like, yeah, we can do this. Like, what else can we do? And then just getting to see our friends again for like in person and hang out with them and do Star Wars. Cause when we went to Celebration the first time, we didn't know anybody. And so it was just kind of us just like roaming around. And this time.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely changed the feel of going over there, of, you know, hanging out with people that we knew, meeting people like that we knew. So I think the Celebrate, it felt different as far as that. It wasn't just going to see different booths and different vendors and stuff.
Yeah. So then adding on to, you know, this, like, I like to call it like the Force family, is Mosh Eisley.
Yeah.
Which when you think Mosh Eisley, you don't think family, but that's kind of what this has become is, and Mosh Eisley is this, if you don't know and you're listening to this for the first time, it is a Star Wars inspired emo and punk night that we at the Thank the Maker Network put on. It's just like a one-off after party at Celebration. And now it's like, it's a thing. Like we're doing multiple Mosh Eisleys.
Yeah, well, I think it started out as just the idea of like hanging out, listening to music type of thing. And just like any idea, it starts to get away from you, starts to get bigger than you think. And it's like, oh, holy crap, this is a big party.
This is an event. Yeah, it was supposed to be just like a chill, like a meetup type thing. And then it became like a concert type thing. It's so strange to me still. But we had the first one. And I think that like that night, because it was the Saturday night of celebration. So it was kind of like the Saturday night. It just solidified these friendships that we've made over the internet because of Star Wars, whether it was within Thank the Maker or because of Star Cruiser or just because of this podcast. And it was this night where we could all come together and just let loose. And after being cooped up for so long at home and not really getting to have these shared experiences like this, and then like being super emo and like screaming and moshing and just like having your lightsabers out and dancing and just things that we felt like not repressed, but just like things we haven't been able to do in so long. And to do that with a like-minded group of people like that in such a small ish, there's a few hundred of us there way. It just, there was some kind of energy there that bonded everybody.
Yeah.
And so we've been able to just carry that forward and have this like force family and these friends that we have as a result of that. And like, that's why Mosh Eisley is so special to me, is it's just like, we get to meet these really cool people that are just like us.
Yeah.
And enjoy the things we enjoy. And then it's just really fun. And we get to dress up and listen to fun music. But that's the Mosh Eisley piece of it. But then back around to we went to Tatooine. Now we're back to Fantasyland. We got to go to Disneyland for the first time.
Yeah, that was like a jam-packed trip because, it was both of us, going a solo trip, I guess us two without the kids.
Yeah.
And, we did celebrate. Like, it was like nonstop celebration, Mosh, Disneyland.
Did not and, sleep. Oh
my God. But experiencing Disneyland for the first time was interesting because there's always that playful back and forth of, Disneyland versus Disney World. And it's one of those things that, yes, we're gonna joke and we're gonna play, but it's almost like you're losing to win type of thing. Like, yeah, it's Disneyland and it may not be what my home Disney World, but
it's Disney, still Disney. Baby. Yeah.
So it's like, is it really losing or, is it something, is it bad? Or, is it better than the other? Like it's fun. It's either way.
Yeah.
And you've become basically a Disneylander within the year. You've been so many times now.
So many. I went twice. But I mean, there's still like a week left in the year. So if you need
we're
probably blocked out. Disneyland was fantastic. Like yes, we had the initial reaction to the castle because it's very, very cozy, let's say.
that's like the honorable mention moment of the year is just the coziness of Disneyland.
Cozy. For us. And it is. It's the best way to describe the park. They're just so much smaller, but there's things about Disneyland that are really endearing and attractive over Disney World.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Like Disney World's definitely got its pluses too. But it was great to go experience it I love my kids. But it was great to go experience it without kids because that's when you and I really get to do the research of like, oh man, this isn't that far from this. And well, this was slightly different. And like, we could have like uninterrupted conversations. Yeah. And so that piece of it was nice too. It's just like, we got to have a kid-free vacation in the Disney parks. Like, we got to be Disney adults.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. It was nice.
Very few times we actually get to do that, but.
Yeah. But no, that whole weekend was just one of the biggest highlights of the year. Just because we did so many different things. But I think because of how that weekend played out, it's just had these like lasting effects throughout the year. Like I said, we threw one mosh. We thought it was just going to be a one-off thing. Then we threw another one in Vegas, like 5 months later. We were already planning the next one. And then just, you know, Celebration unlocked our cosplay. And so now we're like, well, what can we do now? Yeah. What's our next one going to be? It opened us up to doing Dapper Day for the first time at Disney World when we went. And then Disneyland, like you said, I've gone back. I loved it.
Well, yeah. And I think that's the thing is like now we want to take the kids and go experience it with them. But, you know, it's, you know, finding that and, you know, we didn't even talk about, the discussion we had on cruises. And I think that's one of those things that it probably will happen next year. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Nothing planned. There's been movement, people. Yeah. Those walls are coming down a little bit. I can see there's a hole in it and I can see the other side.
It's like the dam is, there's a bunch of holes, yeah. Bunch of cracks in there.
And when I peek through, I see this beautiful horizon and this cruise ship out there. So Stephen, what would you say is your number one moment of 2022?
I would think, especially since we've discussed it multiple times, our top moment is going to Star Cruiser.
Yes, absolutely. It's.
And I think the thing is we've, you know, I wanted to go before going to, you know, before doing the podcast. It was one of those things. As soon as we heard about it, I told you, I want to go.
Yeah.
We started saving. And it was like one of those things we didn't know how much to save, but we were like, we're saving and we're going to do this. And through that time, we're experiencing life in different ways, learning, you know, things about ourselves and building this path towards what we are at now.
Yeah.
And Star Cruiser was almost that, like,
the catalyst.
That spark, yeah, yeah, of that, of just everything kind of happening. And then going on it and having just the best time that, you know, we can. And just kind of became that obsession and what we've talked about. And well, it's hard to talk to, you know, family that doesn't understand. You're like I wish you could experience it so we could have those conversations. But
yeah. And it's so silly because like I don't like to say it because of how silly it sounds, but like Star Cruiser changed our lives. Like,
it did
in a massive way. Because one, you wanted to go on it since it was first announced. You were like, Sarah, as soon as it comes out, like, please, like, let's try to do everything we can to be like one of the first people. Like, let's get on there like super early. I said, I got you. I don't know what that entails, but I got you.
But you know, and the thing is like, it wasn't a thing of like, we wanted to talk about it afterwards. Like there wasn't even that little glint in our eyes that, oh, like we're going to talk about it. It was just like,
I want to be a Star Wars.
Yeah.
That was all it was. And I didn't even become a travel agent to book us on Star Cruiser. I became a travel agent for other reasons. And then shortly after I became, I started selling travel, Star Cruiser information got announced.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is perfect. And I'm obsessed. And it just snowballed from there. And that's how we got linked up with Dano. And then that's how we got linked up with Thank the Maker, because I unknowingly booked them for Star Cruiser and didn't realize until after the fact. And then that's what really launched us into starting this podcast was Star Cruiser.
Yeah.
Like really and truly, it was the work that I had been doing as a travel agent for Star Cruiser and like just devouring every single piece of information I could about it that Dano and I started working together. Thank the Maker had me on to talk about it. And it was like, okay, I'm okay talking on a microphone about something that I'm really passionate about. And you had been doing that with streaming.
But I think the thing is like, it's when you talk about you're like, oh, I'm okay. You're okay on the microphone. But when you're talking about something that you're passionate about, you get like lost. You get lost in it. You're just talking. You're just having these conversations. And I think that's what happens is when you're trying to have a conversation and trying to talk about something, there is that more thought of what's going on. When you're just speaking from the heart, it comes out naturally, and it's just like, so there's so much there.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it showed, is like there was a passion there for it.
And that was before it ever came out.
Yeah.
So then we got to go on Star Cruiser, and we got to meet Dano, Thank the Maker, Armor Party, all these people, you know, Meredith. We met people on Star Cruiser and have become friends with them. And it just, nothing can prepare you for that type of experience if you are willing to go all in on that experience, which we did. Nothing can prepare you for how much of an impact that can have on you. And it seems so silly that it is a pretend cruise.
Well, and I think that's, we try to take the stance of it, of the appreciation for Star Cruiser, and not to to harp on whatever downfalls there may be.
Yeah.
Trying to find the next, in general,
perfect.
Anything in general, like with the podcast, like we've kind of always said, is like we want to have a positive outlook on the things that we do. There is plenty of negative, you know, to go around, and that's out there, but we would try to avoid it. Being critical, yes, we can be critical, but to be negative, that's not what we wanted. And I think through this time, we would almost have to, if it felt like, bite our tongue with Star Cruiser, mm-hmm. because our emotions were there, right? There, you know, we love Star Cruiser. And then when someone would talk negatively about it, and not in a sense that being critical, but just being negative.
Yeah.
We felt that urge, like, oh, like I wish I could go say something. I could say, you know, but again, it's just that, you know, urge that of just like, I want to, you know, yell obscenities, or, you know, oh, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But there, it wouldn't get us anywhere.
No.
You know, because that's not what that person's doing. That's not that they're trying. They're just trying to negatively impact this thing that other people like. Right. And I think regardless of this is what we like, that also got us to look at other passions of other people, that this is what they love, and they dedicate a lot of their time and thoughtfulness to those things. Who are we to say that anything is bad, or it's crap, or it's, you know, garbage or trash, or it's a failure?
Yeah.
Like, no, that it, to at least one person, it is something very important. And I think that we have to be, in general, you know, respective of,
just be more inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And that's a good point. It's like, it's not, Star Cruiser is amazing. It's absolutely amazing for the people that are into it. It's not for everybody, and that's okay. But just like Star Cruiser is like 100% our jam, other people have things that are 100% their jam.
Yeah.
And so just being respectful of that, just be a good person.
Yeah.
Like, just be chill, man. But Star Cruiser really did change our lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's an incredible experience. We got to build these costumes. We've learned new hobbies to build costumes to go on it.
Yeah.
We were fortunate enough to go twice in the first year of it being, it's still not even open a year, which is just wild to me. But, you know, I've been able to sell Star Cruiser voyages. And so I get to, like, all the time just talk about Star Cruiser. Like, yeah. I talk to the people that work at Disney that book the Star Cruiser. I get to talk to my clients. I talk to you all the time. I just yell at the internet all of the things that are going on with Star Cruiser and, like, what I love about it. And it's just, it's so silly. Like I said, that this, like, if you look at what it actually is, it is like a fake cruise dinner party that lasts for a couple days, based off of a movie that was released in the 70s. And it's like become my entire personality.
I mean, it happens.
It happens, but it has to be the top moment, just because it has had such an impact.
Yeah.
on our lives. And now we are constantly just like, when can we go back?
Yeah.
When can we go back? Thankfully, we have our next one booked. We've got our big May 3rd voyage,
yeah,
which is going to be amazing because, like we said, with the meeting all of these people over the course of doing this podcast and going to celebration and all of these things that we've been able to do, we are now going with a big chunk of those people on Star Cruiser together for, we'll be there May 4th.
Yeah. My people, right? Yeah. I think that's what that feeling is going to be, just that, you know, like, multiplied.
You will never see us be more us than in those 2 days that we're on Star Cruiser.
Yeah. I got to wear comfortable shoes.
Oh my God. That's a whole different conversation. I'm not pushing you in a stroller. We've already learned that lesson. I will just push you in a corner and leave you if you can't walk.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's, for us, that sums up our big, and that's the top moments, because there's like plenty of like little moments throughout the year that, you know, we could really just, oh man, this was so cool. This was so cool. You know, doing, you know, meeting Imagineers and stuff like that. But these are the big moments that we kind of just like, it sticks in our head and it's like what we think about. So I think, you know, that's our top three of 2022. And I mean, hopefully 2023 could be even bigger and, you know, better.
How?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
we're going to Tokyo, baby.
there's a sense of optimism from like what has happened, you know, that's now in me that, you know, I just want to see what's in the future. So I think that's a good thing.
You're like Martha Stewart. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So I think that is a good place to wrap up this episode.
Princess and Scoundrel is part of the Thank the Maker Network. So thanks to Adam, Nick, and Ryan over at Thank the Maker for kind of just taking this chance on this baby podcast.
Thank you,
and
boys.
Kind of just giving us that motivation to keep going. And congrats to Mike Forrester, you know, on the ornament project. What, 25,000?
Yes, over 25,000.
Like, that's again taking something that you have a passion for and just letting it run wild. And again, the community just coming together and just putting their all into it. So yeah,
to raise that much money for charity, yeah, is just
super proud of the network, like everything that we've done. So go check out those guys. I know they're going to be talking about something Star Wars, having some kind of costume. And, you know, we love those guys.
Oh, and I am a guest on this week's episode. It's unhinged. But thank you so much for hanging out with us, not just for this episode, but for all of 2022 and for our first year as a podcast. Thank you. And we will see you in 2023. Until next time.